Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please. The joy is in the finding. The joy is in the finding. This is what my New Testament professor in seminary, Bill Brosend, said to us when he was teaching us these parables. God rejoices to find us, always where we are, and especially when we return after a time of wandering, like a wayward and woolly sheep, or after a time of being lost, like a precious coin clattering around in dusty corners. The joy is in the finding. This is a season of finding. We rejoice to find the harvest of gardens, the onslaught of zucchini and squash, yes, even in a drought year, the blooming of dahlias and chrysanthemums. And the squirrels have started to bury food in the ground to find later. Incidentally, squirrels do not keep exact track of where they bury things. They sort of randomly bury their treasures in many different places around their territory, and then they use scent markers to help them find these caches throughout winter and early spring. And while we can't know whether rodents rejoice, they must at least be relieved to hit a jackpot of nuts and seeds in those cold and dreary months. Birds are also creating treasure troves now, to be found later. Unlike squirrels, chickadees actually do remember where they put all of their seed and food stores. They make a complex brain map of all of their caches so that they can return to them and find them again later. I like the idea of these bold and fiercely intelligent little birds rejoicing to return to their sustaining supply stores throughout the winter. Having a bird brain is not an insult, but a compliment. I wish that I could make a chickadee brain map of my own house whenever I lose my phone or my keys. The joy is in the finding. God rejoices to find us. What does it feel like for us to find something that we have lost? So when we know we've lost something kind of everyday or mundane, and we're looking for it like our phone or our keys, for me at least, when I find it, there's a sense of relief, but I don't know about joy. But what about those times when we find something precious? Something maybe we didn't even know we had lost? Maybe we're moving or reorganizing, and we come across a precious album, or photo, or letter, or memento from someone we love dearly, and we rejoice. Or maybe we encounter someone we haven't seen in years, or we reach out to someone, or they reach out to us, and unexpectedly, an old friendship is rekindled. A relationship we thought we had lost is found, and we rejoice. The joy is in the finding. In these parables from Luke, God rejoices to find us, like the shepherd who searches and searches and finds the sheep, like the woman who searches and searches and finds the coin. God works tirelessly to find us, we humans who are both sinners and saints. God works to find us where we are, especially when we are lost. That's God's work. And we have our own work in this process of finding and being found, in repenting and rejoicing. Jesus and our Christian tradition use the language of repentance to describe the desire, the stance, the action of our putting ourselves on the path of being found by God. One way of thinking about repentance is as this life-changing practice. And it is a practice because we repent and return over and over and over again in the course of our lives. Repentance is this practice where our willingness to be found by God meets with God's desire and active search to find us. And to rejoice over our precious, sinning and saintly selves. The joy is in the finding. Where would God look to find us today? How do we put ourselves on this path of being found by God today and every day? These are great questions for a season of finding ourselves back at school, or volunteering, or resting, or working, or whatever our fall schedules might bring. These are great questions for homecoming weekend here at Grace. Homecoming Sunday is one opportunity to mark with intention a new season of finding God and being found by God, of renewing relationships with God and with one another, of repenting and of rejoicing together. Our liturgical tradition gives us many beginnings and endings of seasons, fast days and feast days, markers and signposts on our journey when we are invited to repent and return and rejoice with God. Every Sunday is a feast day. Every day is an opportunity to recognize and name and live out the gift of our relationship with the Holy One who seeks us out in love. In these parables from Luke, notice how when God as shepherd finds the lost sheep, and when God as woman finds the lost coin, God calls the community of friends and neighbors together to rejoice. And immediately following these two parables is the parable of the prodigal son, when God as loving and forgiving parent calls the whole community together to rejoice at the return of his lost child. The joy is in the finding. Together in our community, here, today on Homecoming Sunday, whether we are feeling like a scattered squirrel, like a shrewd chickadee, like a woolly and wandering sheep, or a tarnished rolling coin, or like our very human selves, God seeks us. God sees us as the precious creatures, the precious treasure that we are. You are precious. God rejoices to find you. God rejoices to find us. And we repent and we rejoice together. Amen.